there's very little that gets my back up in this world, really, truthfully. I might rant and have a go about stuff, but there is very little that I could say that I hate and use that word with any kind of seriousness. Unless, of course, you're talking about the kind of people who take advantage of or con or hurt or rob the elderly and infirm. Anybody with those kind of lack of morals, I just can't get my head around why anybody would want to take advantage of an old person. It's harder for me to get my head around, especially because when it's my own flesh and blood, my grandmother, it just makes me too angry to see straight, to think straight. I've calmed down a little bit now, but earlier on she was telling me that she'd got some workmen round. And, I mean, she's been mugged, pushed to the floor, her handbag taken. A couple of years ago now, they took her passport, they took her money. She doesn't know how to use credit cards, so she doesn't use credit cards. I mean, this is a woman in her 85th year who suffers from Alzheimer's, that walks very slowly and doesn't get around very well. I have to help her shopping. Who in their right mind? Well, when she was mugged, I was deeply, deeply distraught. I was angry. I wanted to find this person. I wanted to know what the police were doing. And then they just say it's a junkie. It's someone who is desperately out of their mind, looking for the next fix. And something deep inside of me, even though this is my grandmother, has to, I don't know, I guess, feel some kind of compassion. That's human, isn't it? Some kind of, oh well, maybe they can't help it. They really need help. They are victims as well. Once I'd got past the initial anger of my grandmother, who is pretty tough around some stuff, but the more she gets confused, the more she starts forgetting things, the more it upsets her. Getting pushed to the ground with someone that's stronger than her, when she gets robbed, she can kind of handle. I know that sounds strange, but she tells me the other day, a couple of guys were around cleaning the windows and cutting the grass. I think they charged £30, which seems a lot of money to me. She's got a very small amount of grass, and not that many windows, but if she's happy to pay that and I can't get there and I don't have any ladders anyway, then she gets the windows cleaned. Now, apparently one of these guys, you know, just pops into the garage and helps himself to the stock of varnish or paint that's in there. You know, like most people have in their garage. My grandmother doesn't lock a garage because she keeps losing the keys, so she just leaves it unlocked with a padlock over. And she says, oh, the guy robbed me. And she kind of said it matter of fact. I'm like, and you paid these guys? Oh, no, I haven't paid them. I told them to come back later. I didn't want to pay them straight away in punishment. Well, you shouldn't be paying them at all. How dare he? How dare this guy just wander in and feel like he can help himself? Thankfully, although my grandmother's confused, she's not that stupid. And she saw him with something hidden under his jacket leaving. Now, she says it was probably a pot of varnish that she just bought, but she might be wrong. My brother has stored some bits and bobs in there since he moved back to Brazil, and I've got some bits and bobs in there. Of all things, I've got some kind of anti-tank mine sweeper. Don't ask. It's in a big wooden crate, though. They'd have a job getting that out. And I just got so angry. Who are these people? I can't remember. What is their phone number? I can't remember. Now, I don't know whether my grandmother really couldn't remember or she was worried about what I was going to do. Because she does live there on her own. And she worries desperately what people think about her. She's of that generation. So I didn't know whether to wait around for them, to try and track them down. in complete contrast here, and I'm thinking of these workmen as of being way, way worse than the junkie that mugged, because they are in a position of trust there. They are being entrusted with someone's house, with access to their home and garden, to look after these old people. How dare they? And in complete contrast, yesterday, my grandmother phoned up and said, can you come over? I can't remember where I was, a very long way away, and it was impossible for me to get over. Can you come over and close the door? That's how needy she gets sometimes. Turns out the door had a glitch in it, a little bit of a problem, she couldn't close it properly. I said, just push it to her, try and get some help. None of the neighbours were around, one of the older neighbours came around and tried, couldn't do it. So I phoned Care or Repair. Care or Repair, what an amazing company. Something the local councils have done well. So I say to Care or Repair, is there any chance you've got a workman, a carpenter or a window fitter or whatever, because I've got lots of people on their books, anybody that you could possibly send over and help my grandmother? She can't close the door properly. So the woman on the desk said, no, I'm afraid there's a bit of a waiting list. Everybody's booked up. If it's an emergency, I can send my son over. What? Now that is above and beyond the call of duty, as far as I'm concerned. Respect to the woman on the phone at Care or Repair Leicester. Should have got a name, really. So she phones up her son, who just so happens to be a window fitter, and he says he's knocking off work soon and he'll pop round. He popped round. He spent some time fixing the door. He made sure it closed properly. He made sure it locked. Then he refused to take money off my grandmother. Now that in itself deserves a medal. When my grandmother wants to give you a fiver, a tenner, 20 quid, you better be sure you've got a damn good reason for not taking that, because she doesn't shut up. She'll hide it in your shoes. But he managed to get away without taking any money off her. And thankfully, he left his phone number so that I could phone him up and thank him. I thanked him before I found out about these other workmen. Otherwise, I probably would have just wanted to give him a knighthood. Because there was the contradiction there. There was the... On the one hand, you've got these two scallies who have no morals, who really took advantage of my grandmother. I don't know whether she pays them twice, three times, for doing the same naff job. I have no idea. She can't remember. I see the money going out of a bank, and most of the time, she has no idea where it goes. She doesn't have many savings. She's not a rich lady. And then you've got people like Care or Repair, who I highly recommend getting in touch with them if you know of any old people that need any assistance around the home. Should be given a medal. Too peed off to continue, and too fuzzy of mind to know what I'm going to do about these guys if I find out who they are. But Care or Repair, thank you so much for being there.